Conversation Hour on 774 ABC Melbourne and ABC Victoria.
Someone else who is a bit interesting, just a little bit, not very interesting, but interesting enough to hang out with me today, is Sam Peng, who's my co-host today. He has a varied bio. I think last time we discussed that you had the diverse bio because you weren't good at anything.
That's that, right. That's right.
Yeah, so, your bio
What have you got this week?
Well, I've got here comedian, broadcaster, good guy.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
At what point can you put good guy on a bio?
When you've officially got no talents that are worth bringing up, or you're not doing anything. You know, like it's like you could say, and of course, the star of so-and-so, which is screening this Sunday. You know what I mean? That would lengthen out the bio and you'd get rid of good guy.
But
the way I got nothing.
Sunday, so you have to say
no, there's
guy.
Nothing. Or you can mention next Friday. There you go.
Oh, well,
if you want.
What's happening next Friday?
I know that you are actually supposed to host this. I'm supposed to co-host. I'm supposed to be your Jackie McDonald. I'm supposed to be Jackie McDonald to your Daryl. But no,
there's so many reasons that comparison doesn't work.
Don't take the tone and pretend you've got some power. You're
really went straight to the heart of it there. I've got zero power.
I know. You get told who's on and you do your best with them.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Which isn't always very good.
Lovely to see you.
What are you doing now?
No, nothing. Absolutely nothing.
But
I've given up.
Are you a political guy?
No, I tell you, no. And you know why? Because I listen to shows like yours.
Yep.
And John's when he's here, whenever he rolls up.
He fills in for me.
One week in four, whenever Fane's here.
Oh, that's rough.
Yeah, and
he works incredibly.
What I've worked out is, I think you must have a higher moral sense of justice or something, because any issue that you get to talk about, Waleed, and you speak about them beautifully, that's why everyone loves you. But for instance, this is what you've been discussing. I heard earlier when you were talking about the Tea Party.
Yep.
With the American guy. Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
The American guy.
Yeah.
The Consul General of the United States of America.
Fine, yes. Whatever. Church up the title if you want. The American guy. He's basically, I was listening to, in terms of the Tea Party. The Tea Party, depending on who you're talking to, is a good thing for the Republican Party or a bad thing. Yep. I mean, if you talk to Republicans about it, it's great.
No, it's not. That was the whole point. Have you followed this conversation?
What I'm saying
is the Republicans themselves, establishment Republicans, are saying this is a bad thing for the party.
Yeah, no, but an extension of that is if you have a look or listen to a media outlet from the States, you can find someone from the Republican Party that says it's a good thing for the Republican Party.
You can.
Right? The other thing is desalination. I heard you talk about that as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
D-cell, as we say in D-cell, the D-cell,
yeah, which I thought was a new sports drink, but apparently it's something
it
bigger.
It may well be.
That's depending on who you talk to, that's a good thing or that's a bad thing.
Yeah, right.
And then Oakeshott, by the way. Has he finished talking?
Rob Oakeshott.
Has he finished talking?
I'm not sure.
Oh.
But he wants to be speaker.
He should. Well,
this is, I suppose, a good title.
I think he wants to be a judge on MasterChef. That's the way he was stretching these things out.
Well, you like sport, don't you?
Oh.
How is it any different? You go to a sporting contest.
Well, sport is it's drama without a script. With your issues and these ongoing debates, you kind of know.
This is a very odd reason for not liking politics.
I love politics. I love the West Wing. It's great. I leave the serious stuff to people like you and Fane, and you get 3 hours out of it every morning. I can't do that.
Look.
Yeah, and the other thing I wanted to talk to you about was I know the new Wall Street movie's coming out, because I know that you cover.
Oh, the greed is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't see films, really. I don't really watch that many. But
have time when you're saving the world like you are. Oh, so I can imagine why.
This is just
ridiculous. It's going to be a long hour. Yes, it is, Waleed. A long, long hour.
You've been listening to me, Waleed Ali, and Sam Peng, my co-host, comedian, broadcaster, good guy, and apparently he's hanging around next Friday when we do a grand final eve outside broadcast.
How good will that be?
That's going to be amazing. But then there'll be the bit where you're there and we'll see how that
That's all right. Someone else is going to be there. Lawrence Mooney's going to be there.
Oh, that'll be good. So it's going to be fun. No, it's going to be great. We'll be out at Fed Square and
It's an outside broadcast.
Yeah, it's an outside broadcast.
I didn't know that.
Oh, you're not allowed to come out?
Oh, that's fine. Radio is supposed to be a medium where, you do radio because you don't want to actually see people.
No, it's a community medium. There'll be community there. It's going to be wonderful.
I can't wait.